Lower commodity prices have been a drag on the agricultural economy for a few years, but one interesting side effect to the down economy is a rise in interest regarding value-added agriculture. Dr. Michael Boland, director of the Food Industry Center at the University of Minnesota, says he expects a resurgence in interest because of the current down cycle in agriculture.
When you think about one of the unique things about agriculture, it's both a blessing and a curse. As an economist, I think about this as fixed proportions technology. That is, we can't breed an animal, for example, a cow, to have nothing but steaks and no middle meats and no hamburger. We can't take a soybean and make only oil from it. We've got different products that are in fixed proportions in all of our agricultural commodities, even fruits and vegetables, when you really think about this in a broad context. So when you think about adding value to things, it's easy to think about ways to add value to steak, for example. We can think about a certified Angus program or any other breeding program.
He says consumers generally seem willing to pay more for a premium product.
Think about a restaurant like Five Guys Hamburgers, where you've got people are paying more for a hamburger that's freshly made right before their eyes. They get to choose what goes on it, and they've created mostly a sit-down environment because they don't have a drive-thru. Now compare that with a fast food environment where you've got a drive-thru, you're ordering a hamburger. Yes, you can choose what's on it, but at the end of the day, the hamburgers maybe is not being made directly before your eyes. So the Five Guys, they have a higher price than hamburger, but there's value added by just the process of making it and so forth. Ingredients being used in making the hamburger, which is beef, is the same between both of those burgers, but there's a much different value being created in those two examples.
Traditional ways to enhance value to agriculture include ideas like adding corn ethanol to the fuel supply. However, there are also several outside-the-box ideas. Before companies look at ways to add value, it's important to remember that times and consumer tastes change over the years.
People's tastes are changing. I spent 14 years at Kansas State in a very agricultural state, and now I'm teaching at the University of Minnesota. My students have got different eating habits. So in their lifetime, we're going to have products like we already have right now, non-animal milk. We're going to have non-animal hamburger coming out. Those type of products are going to be coming out. People are going to look at them, they're going to consider those to be value-added to things like vegetable proteins, to things like almonds and so forth. And so as we think about value creation, we've also got to be cognizant of how tastes and preferences are changing for consumers and how they're going to eat things and get things differently in the future.
Boland says instead of spatting about which products are better, it's important for agriculture and the food industry to understand how fortunate we are to be able to provide consumers with many different food choices.
One of the nice things about working in North America or Western Europe is the fact that we're able to give consumers so many different choices. So if you think about all the different choices, all the food labels, all the different ingredients we use in our products, all the different ways that we're able to customize foods for different people's dietary preferences or cultural preferences, that's much different than other parts of the world. For example, in sub-Saharan Africa or parts of South America or parts of Southeast Asia. If you were to walk into a retail grocery store in Central America, it looks very similar to what you're seeing in North America. They may not have all the different food choices, but in terms of layout and structure, it looks very much the same. There will come a day when they're going to have very similar products developed for their dietary guidelines and their cultural preferences.
Learn more about value-added agriculture provided by the Agricultural Marketing Resource Center online at agmrc.org. Michael Clements reporting.